This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They beat one of the best pitchers in the game last night. Not only one of the best pitchers, starters, but one of the best closers as well. And they lit him up. And I just, it was an exciting game last night. It was fun. I wish they would have just put him away early and it might have made for a less stressful night, especially when you're heading towards extra innings. Sure, but you know what?
It was entertaining.
It's what makes the game fun. It was tough to stay up last night, I will tell you that. These central time zone games are just killing me. I'm just kidding.
No, you're really not.
I was just, normally last couple of weeks I've been falling asleep on the team because they just haven't been able to do anything. Now, this is just late night. So, I don't know. I enjoyed last night's game. I thought it was a lot of fun to watch. And they did do some things that were a little weird. We'll get into that in a second. But overall, what did you think of last night's game?
Well done. They had some offense. They did some good things. You know, here's the thing. I hate to downplay it like this. But in baseball, as you know, you can be really bad for a little while, and then you get a little hot. Maybe a certain game goes your way, and these two against a good team have gone their way. And you can't get overly – you couldn't completely bury them when they were 10 out, even though from a numbers standpoint, tough to get the wild card even still. And they weren't hitting. You knew they were going to hit better. They did. Last night they were really good, and it was entertaining. It was fun. And I just hope it kind of kickstarts them a little bit, and they get some things going. You're not completely out of the wild card, and there's no reason you can't rip off 5-6 wins. Really, no, there's no reason at all.
No, especially knowing what the schedule looks like.
I mean, if they go into the All-Star break with a little momentum, let's see what happens. Trade deadline coming up, and see what happens after the break.
I was trying to be optimistic the last couple of days, and I kept saying, "Look at all these teams are playing that they're in first place." And you know, maybe it's just a little bit, but you got the White Sox for four coming up.
But they haven't. It seems they play to the level of competition.
If that's true, I hope that's not true. They played really well against Houston over the last 2 nights. Houston's got to be kicking themselves thinking they had us coming in. They're like, oh, man, this team's lost 10 in a row, and we should be able to, take care of business. But, they win the series last night. They got a chance to sweep the series. Tonight, 8-10. My man Slade Ciccone is starting tonight.
Slade.
So we'll see what he can do.
Call him Gustav.
No, I miss. I'm so bummed. I was off that day. You guys had him on.
He was terrific. It was a very enjoyable conversation.
Can I feel good about the team then for 2 days?
Well, why not? Why not?
Because minutes later, after I sit here and say, "Look at the teams they're losing," that's not. It doesn't matter who they're playing. That's just an excuse. Why are you so, you just have to accept the fact that they're not doing anything or going to go anywhere or do anything this season. And I'm like, I don't want them to be sellers, but it's hard not to look at that lineup and still see the batting averages. But
I would definitely be trying to sell off everybody I possibly could who I didn't think was going to be a part of this next year. I don't care about 2 wins over the Astros. That hasn't changed that thought.
Right.
And the main reason why it hasn't changed that thought is this is the way they've hit with some guys on the team who you might want to move, Carlos Santana. I mean, if you don't move Carlos Santana and at least get a young guy who might be 3 years away who you're intrigued by, you've missed an opportunity. You've missed an opportunity. So I think you have to do that. And just because you win two games against a good team doesn't mean you don't look at the big picture here. The big picture is this team can't hit very well. That's the big picture.
I liked watching Cantillo last night, too. I thought he looked strong.
I'm so glad that he's getting a chance to start, not for necessarily the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. But I think that's kind of make or break for Joey, don't you? I mean, he's been around in the organization for a while.
He looked like a bona fide starter last night.
He sure did.
Early on. You're kind of hoping he was going to make it through five. He only ended up with four and couldn't get anybody out in that inning.
He looks like a guy that you want to see more of, at the very least. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, I still feel good about the starting rotation. I don't know how
the
you
rotation's
don't.
Rotation's been intriguing.
Rocchio coming back last night, he's starting to percolate a little
hits.
Bit. Especially hitting something out on, I mean, he is almost up to 200. I mean, let's just take the baby steps
on
this.
Don't make fun.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm telling you, get to the other side of 200, then I can relax a little when I see you in the lineup. Or feel a little bit better.
Even better, you can pinch hit for him.
Other takeaways.
We're going to get to that.
Other takeaways from last night's game.
I just like the fact that with a 10-game losing streak, they didn't quit. You know, they looked like they were competing all game. I know that sounds silly, but it's true. You know, sometimes you see a team that they just decide they're going to phone it in. I don't think we've seen that from this team. I think
what we've seen
is a lack of ability to hit on a regular basis. But, boy, 17 runs in two games against Houston. You'll take that.
Detroit has won, what, five in a row. Kansas City's won three in a row. Twins have won. They just won last night, so they pick up their they're back on winning ways. Guardians are now plus two over the last two games. They're a game and a half behind the Royals and Twins in the Central. And the only reason I say that is it's not about the Tigers, because the Tigers, when you're 15 and a half back, it's hard to even think about that. But they need, if they really, really want to have any kind of shot to make the postseason, and I'm telling you, 24, 48 hours ago, I wouldn't even spit any of those words. I think the hard part for this is you sit and watch this team play, and they struggle, and they can't score, and then they go up against two of the best last night, no problem. It's like I don't even know who you are. I don't get it. And I don't know, is the inconsistency based on being a young team?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is that part of it? Help me. What? Where does this inconsistency come from? And
a lack of hitting ability.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's real simple.
But then they put 10 on the board, though, last
Okay. They're still in the major leagues. They can still swing the bats a little bit. They're just not a very good hitting team. And when you're not a very good hitting team, a bad pitcher might give you fits one night. A good pitcher you might get to one night, like last night. I mean, it's strange, but seriously, Andy, I don't mean to oversimplify it. If you have a phenomenal season in the major leagues and you win 100 games, that means you still lost 62.
True.
So it's a game that just goes back and forth and has ebbs and flows and all that nonsense and blah, 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 blah. But you're going to have nights when guys who are in the major leagues hit the ball. And last night was one of those nights. A couple of guys had really nice nights. Good for Brian Rocchio.
Dan, and what's your take?
Really good for Angel Martinez, who had one good swing.
What's your take on the Cleveland Sibyls here? Am I right? Schizophrenic.
Baseball is a very silly sport.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it sounds like a cop-out answer. It's the truth. Baseball is a very silly sport. We could probably find a series where the Rockies swept somebody at some point this year. Why? Because baseball is a very silly sport.
I had a really smart baseball guy say one time to a group, Jimmy's hitting 300, Stevie's hitting 240. Who's the better hitter? And they all went, Jimmy. And he went, not necessarily. And Jimmy might have had all bloop singles, and Stevie might have hit shots right at the shortstop. Might have been nailing line drives to the third baseman. So it's a silly game.
Yeah.
That's why we love it.
It's why we absolutely love it. I mean, it's back to, and I'm not saying this to downplay what anybody is doing, but it's kind of back to what I said in the beginning. That fly ball by Angel Martinez is caught at the wall at a lot of different ballparks, probably the majority of ballparks. There's one ballpark that goes over the fence. You were playing at that ballpark last night. Baseball is a very silly sport.
There it is.
It's not meant to trash anything, but in a team that has had a lot of really bad luck, it's nice to see them have some good luck.
I thought that
bingo
last night
on
too.
That one, Dan.
I thought that too.
Yep, that's right.
Jim is in Medina. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hello, James.
Hey, great, Andy, Jeff. Feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel good. I mean, it's not like
the
world isn't coming to an end.
Well, you know, I called your sister station with a request for Hold Your Heads High sent out to the Guardians fans Monday. I got to see the game Monday.
Did they play it for you?
Yeah.
All right. If they didn't, I was going to knock on the door and check them down. I'm just telling you.
We call them the Nardians. But anyways, Martinez has been pretty good. He's young, and I think I'd start him every day, I think, don't you?
They don't have better options right now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and I wouldn't trade Santana, Jeff. I like his approach at the plate. He gets into the count deep, and he's not what he used to be, but
he's a pro. That's the thing about it.
Jim, yeah. I agree with you. And if he was under contract for another year, I'd consider hanging on to him. But he's a free agent at the end of the year.
Right, right.
And you have Kyle Manzardo ready to play first base. And CJ Cephas on the way.
Yeah.
In hopes.
Yeah, really. Well, 2-game win streak. I'll take it any day.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Jim checking in from Medina. And then, you know, again, I ride the emotional roller coaster sometimes. But
No,
sometimes.
Dano. Who knew?
I know. We're all just learning a lot about each other today.
We sure are. Nice haircuts, boys.
We're evolving. Growing. Becoming the best versions of ourselves.
That's fabulous what that is.
I don't know. You want to talk about the haircuts or
no, I'm not kidding. You guys, I. What's the first thing I said to you when you got out of the car
nice
today?
I'm just wondering, is there any, and I'm not trying to be mean, but do you, like,
is there hope? Yes. Why? There's 3 wild card teams.
No, I wasn't talking about baseball. I was talking about Jeff's hair.
Oh, we're going to go that route?
There's hope.
Yeah.
Welcome to Feelings Wednesday here on Basketball.
Although I did see something where they
just don't care to look like a porcupine.
Scientists found something that regenerates the cells to make your hair grow.
If I can take a pill that's not going to like blow out my kidneys, I'll do it.
I don't know if it's a pill or not. I don't know what it is.
I mean, at this point, though, it's kind of like the guy, you know, I'll be really mean because I can't.
Wait, are we talking baseball or the hair?
I'm married to a nice, gorgeous woman. It doesn't matter.
At this point, it's kind of like LeBron, how we all watched it start moving back and then mystically one summer it showed up again. You know, you're kind of in that same camp where mystically one summer if it showed up again, we'd all be like, wait a minute.
Well, you wouldn't be trying to hide anything. Just saying.
I don't know. I almost told him yesterday to just take it all off. So I was ready to.
Yeah, Andy wants me to look like Uncle Fester.
Yeah, but I mean, Jeff, there's just this. It's like
move on.
It's like a sand trap.
I want to talk about Stephen Vogt.
I mean, at any point, have you ever just said, "Let's just I wonder what it would look like if it was all gone." I think it'd be cool.
I'd look sick.
No, you wouldn't. I think he'd look tough.
I would look like I was ill.
Don't you think he'd look tough? I think he'd look tougher.
Tough.
Hey, I'm just trying to help you out.
I have words never used to describe Phelps. For 200, Alex.
Tough?
Tough.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.